If you're looking for an affordable carry firearm and you want the security and accuracy of the time-tested 1911 pistol, choose Citadel. Lightweight, sturdy, and available in 9mm or 45 ACP, the Citadel delivers right out of the box, with features usually reserved for custom pistols. The officer's model is perfect for concealed carry and is available through Legacy Sports International. Visit LegacySports.com to find a dealer today.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster Studios, that first hour, if you were listening to the first hour with Alan Gottlieb, I cannot emphasize enough. And I know, believe me, I talk to you. I'm with you every day. I'm with you 6 days a week on this for years. Sean, can you bring your mic live for just a second?
Yeah.
How have you seen, you know, we've got a problem here. I'm going to talk with John Lott about this in the next half of the hour. But very, very important. Because of the complacency, I can see complacency setting in right now. Oh, we won. Trump won the election. And, you know, I don't have to work as hard. I don't have to do as much. The Fourth Circuit and the Ninth Circuit in this country have issued two terrible decisions infringing on the right to bear arms, unlike any we've seen in this country in decades. What do you have, Sean, to say to those people who think, oh, well, you know, I don't really have to be doing much? This is why we talk about these things, why it's important that we continue to mention this. What's your thoughts?
I don't know if anybody on our side got a chance to watch the leadership change in the Democratic Party. But let me be honest with you. These people have already said they're going to come at us with all kind of court decisions. So what has happened with the courts in the last few weeks is very important. And people need to understand that these group of people, they're not going to just stop. Okay. The Democrat Party, if you know anything about the party and the history of the party, they have always been deceptive. And they are relentless. Trust me on this.
Well, it isn't going to stop. And what I want to go to is, you know, I had Ted Nugent on this program a couple of times. You remember, you've been running my boards and producing for me for years. And Nugent said the most important thing, it wasn't the most important thing, the most dangerous thing. Let me rephrase. I want to be very clear here what I'm talking about, was apathy. The most dangerous thing we faced as gun owners in this country was apathy.
Yes.
And complacency.
Yes.
And that's how we got where we were with what's-his-face. We don't say his name here anymore. He's history, what's-his-face, because we beat what's-her-face. That's the way I look at it here. They're not worthy of mention, and, you know, it's just that simple. It's done. We've moved on. But in order to keep moving on, it's important that we keep moving our agenda forward, and that is huge. Those of you concealed carry permit holders, my gosh, Ninth Circuit tells you you don't have a constitutional right to conceal a firearm. So I want you to let me put this in perspective, then I'm going to move on with some emails. And by the way, you are listening to now the third most listened to talk radio show in the nation right now. Very proud of that. The Ninth Circuit has told you that you don't have a right to conceal and carry. It's not protected by the Second Amendment, according to the Ninth Circuit. California has told you you cannot open carry a firearm. You can't open carry an unloaded firearm.
Oh, that's crazy.
Therefore, technically, you have no right to keep and bear arms. Now, of course, California has a permitting system in place, kind of, sort of, to those folks they choose to give permits to. This is an infringement on your rights. So when you put this in perspective, when you see what happened at the Fourth Circuit, assault weapons. Okay, we all know that not to be the case. An AR-15 is not an assault weapon. I don't care what that bonehead tells you. That bonehead is clueless, chooses to remain ignorant. And what do I tell you every week? Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds what? It breeds stupidity. And in today's day and age, with a smartphone in your hand, even an Obama phone, that didn't cost them anything, you have the answers to everything at your fingertips. If you are stupid or ignorant in this country at this point in our lifetimes, in 2017, it is by choice. because you have the answers available to you. Do not be that ignorant person. Understand what is going on around you. The Fourth Circuit, assault weapons. It's not an assault weapon. An AR-15 never was an assault weapon, never will be an assault weapon. And if we continue to lay down, if we continue to be apathetic, if we continue to be complacent, these are the things that happen. And quite frankly, we ask for them. I mean, it's that simple.
Hey, Mark.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, and I would encourage all the listeners out there, if you think Mark's wrong, just I urge you, spend at least an hour watching MSNBC and CNN, and you see this deception. I mean, these people are ruthless. And, Mark, you're right. If we drop the ball and not get involved and understand the issues, where the issues are, and understand how the other side is changing the game, we're going to be right where we were in 4 years. I'm telling you, these people have lost their minds.
That's true. I don't want to fearmonger. I want to move on to some emails. But I don't want to fearmonger, but you're right. What I want to do is let people know that, as I told you right after the election, I said, look, take a breather. Go through the holidays, man. You've earned it. It's been a very, very long 8 years. Okay, and believe me, it would have been a lot longer 4 years had What's-Her-Face pulled it off. She did not. But the fact of the matter is, Sean, you're absolutely correct. But it's now time to step up. The holidays are over.
Yes.
The honeymoon is over.
Yes.
It's very, very important. Yes, we are going to move our agenda forward. Yes, we won. Yes, we are winning. Yes, you know, you're going to lose a court case from, you know, here and there. You're going to lose them on the local level in the circuit courts. You're going to lose them, you know, you might win it in the appellate court like what happened with this Colby case. And then you might go ahead and lose it again, all right, in the Circuit Court of Appeals, in the Court of Appeals. That may happen.
Hmm.
I said circuit court. I meant district court. You may win it at the district court or lose it at the district court, win it at the appellate, and then it's a never-ending flow.
Yeah.
You're going to have a setback from time to time. You're going to hit a speed bump. That's total. That's normal. That's totally normal, and it's natural. All right, let me get to a couple emails. And, Sean, I'm going to reach out to you here. You can cut your mic if you want, but I'll reach out to you here for a minute because I think you're going to want to answer some of this maybe stuff. This is a great philosophical email here. I wanted to tackle this on the air.
Okay.
This comes to us from Gustavo Perez. And Gustavo says, hello, Mark. I'm a loyal listener via podcast and find myself agreeing with your thoughts and opinions most of the time. Oh, let me stop, by the way. Sean, quickly, in your previous comments, you said, if you think Mark's wrong. They don't think Mark's wrong.
Hey, you know what?
That's why they're listening to Armed American Radio.
I understand that, but, you know, I said
I hear what you say.
I said 8 years ago that What's-His-Face was a bad choice, but no one wanted to hear what I had to say, so I'm reiterating. We need to.
You're right. You're right about that. All right, let me go back to Gustavo. I had to say it. I'm a loyal listener. Find myself agreeing with your thoughts and opinions most of the time. I write to you about your happy ending stories. Now, for those of you who don't know what a happy ending story is, when you win a gunfight and you survive and the bad guy loses, whether the bad guy dies in the process or not, is a happy ending to me. A happy ending story is good guys defeating bad guys. It's you going home alive. It's very important that you understand that. And I call them happy ending stories, and I cover many of them more so on the daytime show on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You can listen to them 5 days a week. 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific, armedamericanradio.com. Click Listen Live. You catch me, and I'm all over the country 7 days a week because the program airs in markets all over the country at various different times. I write to you about your happy ending stories. I'll begin by recognizing that I get it. I get it. On a primal level, I breathe a sense of divine justice when I learn that bad guy failed to inflict harm on a fellow citizen. But at the same time, I find it distasteful when someone celebrates the death of the bad guy at the hands of a fellow citizen, even when it is legally and even morally permissible. I'm not sure if that is your intent. I think it is, but that's how it comes across to me. I'm Christian, Catholic to be specific, and while I have absolutely no reservations about exercising my God-given right to self-defense, I believe even bad guys are children of God. I can't help but to feel sorrow in knowing that even a bad guy was killed while committing a crime, and is most likely his soul has been lost forever. Christians should not rejoice in losing souls. Jesus came and died for all of us, not only for the righteous, but for the worst sinners among us. I think it's perfectly appropriate to loathe their actions, but let's not be happy for their deaths. Society may or may not be better for it, but God loves all of his children, even ones who are lost. Luke 15. I encourage you to keep up the valuable work you do and to reflect on my words and thoughts to see if they resonate within you. I know you from your show to be a very profound thinker and a righteous man. I'm certain there has to be a way to celebrate successful self-defense outcomes without seeming to rejoice about the killing of a person, even a bad one. Have a great week, Gustavo Perez. Very powerful email. And I enjoyed reading that, Gustavo. Now, Sean, how much time do we have before the break?
We got about 40 seconds.
Not enough.
Well, no,
about
not
40
enough.
Seconds. Yeah. So let me go into this. I really enjoyed reading that email with the utmost respect for Gustavo. And let me tell you that I, too, born and raised Catholic. And, Gustavo, I don't disagree with anything you said. Now, Gustavo's probably shaking his head saying, but wait a minute. He rejoices at the death of bad guys. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to deconstruct this for you and explain how I come to call it a happy ending story and why. My rationale and rejoicing are not mutually exclusive here from one another. It depends on how you define rejoicing, because you see, Gustavo left out one key word in his email. And when we come back, I'll give it to you. You make the decision. And that's what that music means. We're going to take a break. When we come back after these messages, I'll answer this amazing email. Thanks, Gustavo, for sending it, and I'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com, lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Defensive shooting is a dynamic event that requires a lot of decisions to be made within a short amount of time.
Microseconds.
When deciding to engage, the shooter needs to transition from focusing on the threat to focusing on the front sight. When adrenaline is pumping, excess night sights are the most visible sight option for a self-defense situation. We hope you never need them, but if you do, you'll be glad you have them. Visit XSSights.com and use promo code USCCA10 to get 10% off your next purchase, giving you the defensive edge. XS Night Sights.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Great email I want to cover with you from Gustavo Perez, who said that, you know, he agrees with me most of the time. He was concerned about how I portray happy ending stories. I'm very vocal about the fact that good guy wins, good, bad guy loses, even better. And I make no bones about that. I don't care what happened. I was like, let me go into here. And Gustavo mentions it in the email. He's saying essentially that as a Catholic, a Christian, that he has absolutely no reservations about exercising my God-given right to self-defense. I believe even bad guys are children of God. I can't help but to feel sorrow in knowing that even a bad guy was killed while committing a crime, as most likely his soul has been lost forever. Christians should not rejoice in losing souls. Jesus came and died for all of us. He says, I think it's perfectly appropriate to loathe their actions, but let's not be happy for their deaths. And he says he'll begin by recognizing that he gets it on a primal level. He breathes a sense of divine justice when he learns that a bad guy failed to inflict harm on a fellow citizen. But at the same time, he found it distasteful when someone celebrates the death of the bad guy at the hands of a fellow citizen. So let me make this very clear. I often repeat on this program, if you attempt to take someone's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, you instantly lose your right to all three of the above, period. And I stand by that. Because you see, the one word that Gustavo left out in this email is the word evil. You see, I accept that evil exists on this earth. And I believe that there is a battle between good and evil, as the Bible states. Battle between good and evil. And it's sad and it's unfortunate, but there are evil people on this earth who would see to it that you don't go home, Gustavo, to your children, etc. That doesn't mean you can't pray for someone's soul. We don't go that far into the depth. We're not getting theological here. We're not digging into the philosophical question above and beyond the actual event as it unfolds. What am I talking about? I used a firearm to defend my life in 2002. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. I would have. And as Gustavo mentions in his email, I would have been morally justified in doing so. That's where it ends for me. That doesn't mean that I'm going to not feel bad about having to kill someone. That's why when I talk about happy ending stories, I make it very clear. Death is not the outcome we're looking for. Nor does a trainer teach us to kill someone. They teach us to stop the threat. The threat being what? Evil. If death happens, so be it. That individual, that monster, brought it on themselves, himself or herself. I did not. I rejoice, not that someone died, but that a good person went home to their families. And that's where we leave the discussion of happy endings. Now, we could go deep into it down the road sometime, and maybe we will. I've got a couple great guests we could bring on to talk about that, very well respected in terms of biblical talk radio, that we could have a really fascinating conversation with. And I respect Gustavo's position intensely. I do. I really do. Truly do. I understand that. It's not an easy subject to talk about. It's a very difficult subject to talk about. But let me make this clear. If you, evil monster, attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And I don't care what happens to you in the process. If you're hurt, you brought that on yourself. If you die, you earned your own demise. That doesn't mean I can't pray for your soul. It doesn't mean that's not going to haunt me the rest of my life. It will. As a decent Christian human being, it is going to haunt me. But you know what? Better me than you. That's the ultimate battle between the forces of good and evil. It's why we choose to carry a firearm every day. And Gustavo, here's what I have to tell you. And, you know, Gustavo does get it. So I'm not going to, yeah, he does. He gets it. He understands. He wrestles with it from his Christian and his Catholic upbringing. There's no question about that. And I completely respect that. You know, Gustavo is not somebody that I would say I would recommend not carry a firearm for personal defense. Far be it from me to suggest that. He does get it. But I think he's misreading a little bit where I'm going with that. I'm taking this at the level of the street level, and I'm not getting in above and beyond that. And that is, you know what? I want the good guy to go home to their family. I want the 2-year-old daughter protected from evil. And if evil has to be eradicated to see to it that that happens, that's a damn good thing in my book. That's the ongoing battle between good and evil. And it is a battle. And don't think for 2 seconds that evil is going to pray for your soul. It's not. So remember that. Very difficult conversation to have for a lot of people, and I completely respect Gustavo's opinion. I got another email here that was a lot of fun. This one, you know, because I actually, this is scary because I actually get this. This cat here, Stephen Young, sent me an email. Dreams can play tricks on the mind, and when I read this, I just cracked up. Mark, neck problems with pinched nerves have prevented a good night's sleep for the last year. When I do sleep, I have a deep sleep with vivid dreams. One dream of vacationing in China when war breaks out, and China rounds up all foreigners, and I find myself defying the orders of my Chinese keepers, insert stuff worse than waterboarding, and telling them that where I come from, the free citizens have a duty to own firearms to protect against sick control freaks like yourselves. I then recite the Second Amendment, in which the last part was the duty of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I got to thinking how that would change the conversations we have today if it were so. Love the shows. It's tough to listen live when I have to exit the vehicle often during your time slot. And then he goes on to tell me he's grilling while armed with this because, see, I get it. Duck with salt free rub of your choice, smoked with local cherry, with an apple inside to steam out the best juices for a leftover duck part soup, all accompanied with a Browning High Power with a CT, Crimson Trace Laser Grip, and Dragon Ported Barrel. Top that off with a rusty nail before bed. Live long and prosper in an armed yet polite society, my brother. And he is Stephen Young. I got to tell you, that rusty nail might be the reason for those deep, vivid dreams. But I sat back and I thought about this whole Chinese dream thing. I got a kick out of it. I actually get that kind of stuff.
Excuse me, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
You're going to have to send me that duck recipe because I have been looking for one.
Man, that's good stuff. Well, you know, what he does is he poses a really interesting question, okay, or thought anyway. The duty of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The duty. Now, I have told you many times on Armed American Radio, if you carry a firearm for personal protection and self-defense, you do it not just for yourself and your loved ones, but also to protect your community and your country. Your community and your country. Stephen, got to know what you're putting in those rusty nails, man. Love the dream. But you're right. It's a fascinating question. It could be reworded a number of different ways, huh? The right of the people to keep and bear arms in the duty of. You see, we could go on and on. But quite fascinating. Love the emails. I've got more. When we come back, Dr. John Lott will be here. We'll talk with him about his travels around the world and what he's up against over at the Crime Prevention Research Center, the CPRC. You know, John is a number one New York Times, multiple New York Times bestseller, and a Fox News columnist. Dr. John Lott will be with us right after these messages. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I have gun giveaway information for you at usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. I'll give that to you at the beginning of the next segment. Joining me right now, you know him as a longtime contributor on this program and a good friend of mine that makes him a great friend of yours, multiple-time New York Times best-selling author and Fox News previously contributor, now columnist, Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition among many other books. and the founder over at CPRC, crimepreventionresearch.org or crimeresearch.org. And we're going to talk with John about a number of different issues right now. John, welcome to the program, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you. John, can we bring him up, please?
Great to talk to you.
There we go. Okay, John, we got you. Okay, John, let's start with this. Crime Prevention Research Center. Let's go to crimeresearch.org. There's a statistic. I want to talk with you about the Fourth Circuit in depth with you a little bit. We're talking with Alan Gottlieb in the first hour about it. I want to get your perspective. But before I do that, there's a stat up on your website that I think every law-abiding gun owner needs to see. Updated, France had more casualties from mass public shootings in 2015 than the U.S. suffered during Obama's entire presidency, 532 versus 527. And you quote Obama saying, "But we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency. It doesn't happen in other advanced countries. It's not even close. And as I've said before, somehow we've become numb to it, and we start thinking that this is normal." John, most people never get this because the media never tells them. Can you explain this to us?
Right. Well, I mean, it's not just France, but Europe has quite a few mass public shootings. 2015 was a particularly bad year for France, obviously. They had four big mass public shootings. During that same year, if you use the FBI definition, the traditional definition of four or more people killed in a public place, it's both the United States and France had four that year. France, though, has a population about one-fifth the population of the United States, and they, as you say, had a huge number of casualties that year. The United States, over all 8 years of the Obama presidency, wasn't able to get to that. We got to 527 versus 532 for France. Now, people don't need to take my word for it. What we've done on the website and what I've done in my book, The War on Guns, for the rest of Europe and for looking at cases around the world, is to list out the cases so people can see and they can go and check them themselves. So it's just, these are cases that frequently just don't get attention in the U.S. media.
You know, it's fascinating to me, John. I've been talking with you about this for the longest time, and I see all of the reports from the other side too, and they want to tell us that we're crazy when we have these conversations. But these numbers simply don't lie. They just simply don't lie. Why? Well, a rhetorical question, I know, to a certain extent, but they don't tell us for what reason. Is it simply that they just don't want us to know the truth because it doesn't fit their agenda and it makes them look bad, or is there something else at play?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that are going on. One is, if you have countries like France, which have extremely strict gun control laws, semi-automatic guns are banned, for example, and yet, despite having one-fifth the population that the United States does, they have this high rate of deaths and injuries from mass public shootings. It makes it hard for them to go and make the claim, well, that if only the United States adopted the same types of gun control laws that these other countries have, then we wouldn't have the problems that we do. I mean, that's one reason why the president, time after time, has kept on making this same claim that these attacks just don't happen in these other countries.
Yeah, we all know that not to be the case, particularly Armed American Radio listeners. John, where does the United States rank? What are the most recent numbers that you have? Can you tell us where the U.S. ranks when it comes to murder per capita? Because you just hit the nail on the head when you said the difference in population between France and the United States is huge. That makes a big, big difference in the statistics, does it not? And if so, where do we rank around the world?
Right. Well, if you look at murder rates, homicide rates, the United States ranks below the average, below the median for other countries. One of the things you have to take into account, though, for people to understand, is that homicides are not the same as murders. The big difference between homicides and murders is whether people use a gun for justifiable self-defense. That's the basic difference between them. And justifiable self-defense is much higher type of homicide in the United States than it is in other countries. And so, you basically find a difference of a couple thousand a year, and that has some impact on the United States ranking. But even without taking that into account, the United States ranks well below the mean or the median for different countries. There's another thing that people have to realize, too, and that is it's a bit of a misnomer to think of the murder rate in the United States because it varies tremendously across the country. We have 75% of the murders in the United States take place in about 3% of the counties. That's about 90 counties. And if you ever look at a murder map for those counties, you know, so these are major cities which account for about 21% of the U.S. population. But if you look at those counties, what you find is that it's usually two or three hot spots within those counties that account for the vast majority of their murders. And so you have a huge percentage of the murders in the United States taking place in really tiny areas of the country. 70% of the counties in the United States have zero murders in any given year. Those also tend to be relatively more rural counties where gun ownership tends to be relatively high. But there's lots of problems that people have in making these types of cross-country comparisons.
When I say the other side, let me just go ahead and say the other side, because Obama did it himself too many, many, many times. He used the term other advanced countries. Doesn't that somehow imply that the murder rate in Brazil somehow doesn't equate to us? Doesn't that put Brazilian victims of crime on a lower level playing field than we are? I mean, what is defined as advanced country versus, and what difference does it make for that matter? Does it make a difference?
Right. Well, again, this is stuff that I go through in depth in my book, The War on Guns. But usually when people are defining what developed countries are, advanced countries, they go and use something called the OECD, which is the Worldwide Organization for Developed Countries, is kind of the standard to determine what developed countries are. And you have, about 25 countries that are in the group. There are a couple countries that meet the standards for developed countries, but they're not included for various political reasons. So you have Russia, for example. It was about ready to join, finally, when they invaded Crimea. And then you have Brazil, which has had some problems entering in also. But those are countries which, by levels of per capita income and what have you, are normally included in their list. They're just not official full members for political reasons. But you know, you go and you look across those countries, and obviously both Russia and Brazil and Mexico, which is another country that's included in there, have murder rates that are, you know, multiple times higher than what
the United States. John, let
me
stop you right there because we're getting ready to take a break, and that was Russia, Brazil, and Mexico having murder rates that are higher. John's book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Dr. John Lott right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Indeed you do. Going back to Gustavo's letter in the first half of this hour, you do. You see, I side with good, not evil. And I don't feel sorry for evil. That doesn't mean that I can't pray for evil's soul. It means I'm glad the good guy went home alive. And you have your mom, your dad, or your kids have you in the ongoing battle between good and evil. The Gun A Day giveaway. USCCAOnAir.com today only. And there are only, you're listening live anywhere in the country on over 200 radio stations in hundreds of cities around the country. You have 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 52 seconds from the sound of my voice right now to activate a USCCA membership for the education, training, and self-defense insurance you need as a responsible gun owner. This is the self-defense shield that you hear me talk about every day and every week on the Monster Show. The gun giveaway today, three chances to win a Rock River Arms Poly 1911, three of them. Tim Schmidt is giving away three. And today only, or excuse me, this month only, every gun winner will also receive a free customizable Negrini gun case valued at $129. By the way, that Rock River Arms is valued at just under $1,000. You'll get a check for $925 MSRP to buy the gun. All you have to do is activate one of three self-defense shields, silver, gold, or platinum. From $300,000 in protection up to $1.125 million in protection, I have it, my wife has it, and I know many, many of you have it. Many of you who don't, if you carry a firearm for self-defense or are considering it, had better think about this stuff in advance before you walk out that door with a firearm on your hip. God forbid you should have to use it. It's very simple. To activate, just head over to usccaonair.com. And by the way, if you don't win one of the three guns, you will still be entered to win one of five grand prizes of a Pendleton Tech 75 gun safe, 40,000 bones in those five safes. They're $8,000 a pop. These things are absolutely incredible. They are the Ferrari of gun safes. Go check it out, usccaonair.com. All right, Dr. Lott, welcome back to the program. You were talking, I want you to wrap up your thought on that, if you would, about Russia, Mexico, Brazil having higher rates statistically than we do. And then I want to move you over to the Fourth Circuit ruling. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, I don't want to get too much bogged down into that simply because there's lots of reasons why crime rates vary across places. The important thing is what happens before and after they adopt strict gun control. And, you know, often people will say, well, look at the UK. The UK has strict gun control, has few guns that are owned, and has a low homicide rate compared to the United States, so it must be because of the gun control regulations. And in fact, they had an even lower rate before the gun control laws went into effect. That every place in the world, just taking a simple example, that has banned guns, either all guns or all handguns, has seen its murder rate go up. And I think it's a mistake just simply to look across places. And so, you know, what I've tried to do in the war on guns is just to show you that even island nations, even places that one would think would be the ideal experiment for gun control, has seen big, huge increases in murder rates after gun bans are put in place. And that's for a simple reason. The people who obey these rules are the most law-abiding good citizens, not the criminals. And to the extent, I mean, you may disarm some of the criminals, but to the extent that you primarily end up disarming law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you actually make it easier for the bad guys to do bad things.
John, let me ask you a question, because your book, you know, I've torn this thing apart here. I'm going to need a new one. I've read it a number of times. It's titled The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. John, to those people who think, well, Donald Trump won the election, the war on guns is over, what would you say to them?
Well, I think now is the time to get a lot of things done to correct a lot of problems that we have. I mean, obviously, you still have places like California, which are making it more difficult for people on guns. I'll just give you one example from California. And last November, they passed an initiative that requires background checks on the purchase of ammunition. You have the most ammunition you can buy at one time is 100 rounds, and it costs something like $70 or so to go and do one of these background checks. Well, so you go and you can buy 100 rounds of 22s for, let's say, $12. But then you have to go and pay another $70 on top of it, which is effectively a tax, about a 600% tax on top of the cost of the ammunition. You know, they're just trying to make it costly as possible as they can in many different states to try to reduce gun ownership. In Connecticut, you have the governor there proposing a couple 100% increase in the cost of getting a concealed handgun permit. It's going to be $370. I mean, they believe that they think that if they just make it costly enough, people will stop owning guns. It's a gradual way to reduce gun ownership. And so we have lots of battles. We have this Fourth Circuit decision that came down almost exclusively on party line vote, where Democrats voted for Maryland's assault weapon ban and Republicans voted against it. And, you know, with two-thirds of the federal courts being made up of Democratic appointees, this is a real battle that's going to take years to try to go and change. But there's so many things, so many regulations that now might be the high water mark in terms of being able to go and undo these things. And you have to, you know, because after you have the presidency for a few years, the other side's likely to win, you know, assuming Trump wins re-election, and you're likely to lose seats in Congress over time. Whoever has the presidency, their party tends to lose seats. So if you're going to get things done, like reciprocity, if you're going to be able to undo some of the regulations, like the Social Security regulation that Obama put in right before he left, which said that people who get Social Security who are receiving help managing their finances are deemed to be mentally incompetent, and therefore they would be banned from owning guns. You know, there's a lot of damage that's been done there that needs to be undone, not only at the federal level, but also to try to roll back and put some protections in at the state level. And I could go and talk for hours about how the Obama administration is contaminated, how the government collects statistics. I mean, this is something they think long-term about. If they can control how numbers are put together, what the supposed facts are, they believe they can control the debate. And so, you know, whether Trump is going to put into positions people who understand the statistics and can push back against a very liberal
remains to be seen.
That's there. You know, those are big battles.
Yeah, they remain to be seen. John Lott, thank you, my friend, for joining me on the program today. Always a pleasure to have you here. We'll have you here very, very soon again. CrimeResearch.org, industrial strength way to battle what you hear John talk about, what you heard Alan Gottlieb talk about, and decisions like the Fourth Circuit and the Ninth Circuit, is to contribute to the man who provides the information and the ammunition for us to move our agenda forward. John Lott, CrimeResearch.org, CrimeResearch.org. Please help us out. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever done it. Don't do it. When we come back, Dave Workman and more emails. We'll be back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.